Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Hockey season right around the corner. We did our media day interviews. We're doing some interviews for Flyers pregame live. We're fired up about the start of the season, but very unfortunate news for sure. Bernie Parent passing away. And you see all the incredible stories about him. We were lucky enough to know him very well and all the events. He was always there. Welcomed me in so kindly and just a guy who loved life. And I think that's the biggest compliment to him. He was always so happy.
Yeah, he just loved being Bernie.
Yeah.
it's funny when, you know, it's sad. There's a death, but they have that term, a life well lived. And when you see somebody that did that, you kind of feel like, man, he got every ounce out of it. You just enjoyed the heck out of it. And he's, you know, that whole group is so part of the reason that this team's fan base has remained such. And kind of the traditions, it's funny, kids that 50 years ago, no idea what happened. There's still, those stories are passed down for the Flyers, which makes them such a big part of the, just the whole area, just the whole fabric of the sports here. And he was a huge part of that. I mean, he was as good as they get. In the last few weeks, Ken Dryden died, Eddie Jackman died, goaltenders from Montreal and New York and now Philadelphia. And he was in that plateau of great, great goaltenders. And I think more than just that, just a great friend to everybody. And to me, very importantly, all of the teams felt like he was a part of their team, like the Phillies, the Eagles, the Sixers even. It's like he was just such a part of Philadelphia, like Dr. J, to come in and be a part of it. So that was it was sad, and it's kind of sad that era is that long ago.
Yeah.
But boy, I'll tell you, he'll just never be forgotten. Some guys' numbers are just in the rafters, and they're just numbers. Bernie's soul is going to be carried on throughout however long that's his franchise in there, and that's going to be a long time.
He'd always walk up with a laugh, a smile. He'd say something ridiculous but funny at the same time. He was always such a light to be around. And it spoke volumes, I thought. We found out on the field for the Eagles game in pregame, and not even 40 minutes later, the Eagles are honoring him in game on the video board. And that spoke volumes to me as someone that's not from here, that you're seeing all of these sports teams recognize the power of him and how much he meant to the city, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I read somewhere I don't know whoever blocked those field goals. It was really Bernie making his last. So good for
that
Bernie.
John Clark's buddies kept texting him that, and it was so true that Bernie was looking down that day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the Flyers have a season that he can finally, at some point, not the last goaltender to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's the hope, which was, we definitely are thinking of the Perron family and Bernie and everyone that is tied into this. But you now look at just the difference, frankly, of talking about someone like Bernie Perron to the goaltenders that you have now with the Flyers organization. And it's just, frankly, a different state right now. And very few teams, though, have the goaltending that we saw, you know, back in the day of the level of Bernie Perron.
Yeah, very few. But the fear, I think, for a lot of Flyers fans, and frankly, for me, for everybody, is do they have a number one goaltender and a backup, or do they have two backup goaltenders? And Sam Harrison, you know, is being counted upon to make that next step. And that him, he and Vladar and whatever happens in the future here with kids coming up. But I think that's the biggest worry is like, is there that much as you have shared goaltenders in the NHL, you have to have sometimes three. To me, you still have to have that guy that this is the man. And Ayerson's got to be that guy, you know, unless Vladar comes out of, you know, nowhere to kind of stake his claim to that job. But I don't know how much success you can have if you don't really have that guy, especially a team that doesn't have a lot of really top end talent still to be able to just count on offense to get going. So once again, and it, I don't know how many times it looked like it was settled with Hart, but it now here we are again. Who's it going to be? So Ayerson's a huge, huge part of what kind of success this team is going to have this year.
Yeah, and Sam Ayerson, we talked to him earlier this week about the load and how he's able to manage it. He, you know, I think he doesn't like the narrative that Vladar came in here to help him and help manage this. He doesn't think he needs that. Obviously, he does need more help, and Ayerson isn't going to admit that he needs stronger defensive play in front of him. But Ayerson doesn't like this narrative that he needs all these tools to be better.
Yeah, well, that's where I kind of like that because I saw it before. He's more competitive than I think some because he's got that laid-back Swede attitude of things. But I like that competitive spirit to come in. It's like, you know, I want this job. Not, you're not going to play 73 games like Bernie Perron, but, you know, I want to be the guy. And I do think that it has to happen. And I, you know, that's a, it's a mind game with some goaltenders, which is why I think the start of this season, it's important to everybody, but I think it's really important to him that he has a strong start of this season to the point where it's like, okay, he's the guy and we'll have a backup play a game here and on back-to-back games or whatever. But you look at the start of this season, the teams that they're playing, new players in the lineup, and he has to be, to me, this is a, it's mandatory for this team that he come out and have a real strong start to this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And really just the whole team. I mean, we forget that this is very Flyers-esque to start a season on a hot streak. And we saw it last year, especially with the West Coast games and the starting on the road. A tough test, game one against the defending champs, the Panthers in South Florida. But the Flyers played the Panthers really well last season. But I think someone that's really going to help the cause here. It's funny, I did an interview with Coach Tockett that's going to air the first game of the Flyers season on Flyers Pregame Live. And I talked to Talk about the other day, Michkov scoring the goal in the preseason and the celebration. And I saw a fan tweet, someone tell Michkov it's just the preseason. And you're not going to tell him that. And Coach was saying how much he loves that about him, how there's no differential to a preseason game, a regular season game, and hopefully one day the playoffs. He treats everything the same.
Yeah, and that's what immediately I liked about this kid, that he was a, whatever the Russian translation is for rink rat, it doesn't matter. Just go out. I don't, because we saw it even in the early practices when he came here, just the post-practice stuff to win a competition. He really wanted to win. And I think that energy that Michkov has right now, that energy is what's going to carry them through. And he's already become like the guy that they follow. And that it's, with him and Zegras is that kind of a guy too. It kind of it's like high voltage that comes in. There's going to be some mistakes, but there's that high voltage that comes in. Now, Talk will love that. I understand that, you know, Tortorella had to sort of pull it back at times. Now they're at another stage, and you know, you, I've known Talk forever. You got to know him. All it takes one lunch with Talk, and he'll let you know everything he's about.
Yeah.
To come in and that energy he really is about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, still, it was encouraging to me because I asked him the question about you know, there's this narrative about Michkov that you do at times have to pull him back. How are you going to balance that? He was much more let it rip, but he said, I'm not going to let him put the team in jeopardy either. And he was big about the timing of shifts with Michkov, how he's already noticed how Michkov wants to stay on the ice all the time and understanding there's times he has to come off. And they're currently working on that now with him.
Yeah. And that's Danny Briere was like that times a long shift, because he knew he could be that game changer there. But there comes a point you have to get to the bench. And as much as Tockett's going to be a part of that, the veterans are going to be a part of that too. That just get off. It's like, you know, you're gonna hurt us here. But you know, Tockett's his whole process of becoming a pro. It was the youngest team in the NHL at the time. They went to Stanley Cup Finals, and it was a bunch of kids coming up, and a real tough coach, Mike Keenan. But he let those kids play, and I think that's what Tockett's going to do with this guy. But staying too long on a shift is it's deadly, and it's a real morale bust for the entire bench when that happens. But he certainly is going to let this kid play, and I believe he's going to. I think we're going to see some real different combinations with Michkov. Power play, obviously, Konechny's going to be there. Maybe Zegras going to be there. But I'm real curious to see where they land in terms of lines. What's going to happen there? And defensemen, frankly. To see, you know, who can. Sometimes it's a defenseman that you know really have some chemistry with, and Michkov be part of that. But I think the most important thing with Michkov right now is, man, it's that energy that he brings. It's like he you don't have to ever worry about him hitting the ice, skates going, because he's going to be ready preseason. Lord knows if they get to the playoffs, what the energy level is going to be.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac Extra Value Meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.